City of Cuna Regular City Council Meeting, September 17th, 2013.
The clock on the wall is 7 o'clock, and we will call the meeting to order. And would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Hoyland.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you. And do we have Chris Bent here? Okay. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and you may be seated. I think the first item of business, the council has to amend the council, yeah, or amend the agenda, please.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we amend the agenda to include item 5J, resolution number R30-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carried. The agenda is amended. Continuing on the consent agenda, are there any additions, corrections, or questions on the consent agenda?
Mayor, I don't know if John wants to address them.
Yes, Mayor and Council, for the record, John Marsh, City Treasurer. On the consent agenda, the accounts payable item, which has a total amount of $496,962.96, we do have one adjustment downward to that number, and that is due to, on your AP packet, the SafeLink Internet Services invoice for $99.95. There is some additional confirmation that we need from that entity before that can be paid. So some information came to light. So we're pulling that off. And the new amount for your consent agenda is $496,863.01.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments, or if none, we would entertain a motion to approve as amended?
Mr. Mayor, I'd move we approve the consent agenda, noting the change in the accounts payable, making it the amount of $496,863.01.
Second.
We move to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Next item of business is the citizens' report for requests, of which there's none. Old business, request for clarification on amendment 07-03DA, Profile Ridge, Richard Roach.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Before you is a request for clarification, as you'll see in the packet. Back in October 16th of 2013, the developer had come before Council requesting an amendment to the development agreement. In reviewing a request for a subsequent amendment, I noticed that in the findings of fact of the request, the developer had requested that the exit onto Highway 69 be a right-in, right-out. In the original development agreement, it was a right-out only. Everybody's proceeded along the assumption that it was approved as a right-in, right-out. But in looking at the minutes, there is no motion that included that request and no vote on that. I went to look at the tape or listen to the tape, and the tape is unavailable. It was one of the ones that didn't record at the time, so I was unable to confirm. So just so we have our T's crossed and our I's dotted, the request is for clarification if Council intended that we permit that right in, right out over on Highway 69 and Meridian Road there at the profile development. That's at Ridley's road right out there. the engineer has signed off, and planning and zoning has signed off on it being a right-in, right-out. Staff had no objections, and ACHD had no objections, so just want to make sure we're on the same page when we do this.
Okay, then, the request of the council is to reapprove that tonight?
Yes, please.
Question. I don't think I was here for that. Might have been when I was gone, but, so just one quick question. I assume there would be a right turn lane, an extended lane to get out of traffic, and who would pay for and/or have that done, ACHD or developer?
The developer, that's a deceleration lane for the right-in, and then there's an acceleration lane for the right-out.
And the developer will provide that in conjunction with ACHD's oversight or whatever they do?
Yeah, and the traffic study also that was commissioned by the developer back in 2007, I believe, also was studied with that right-in, right-out. For some reason, when the development agreement was originally prepared, it was a right-in only, even though the traffic study was the right-in, right-out, and all agencies agreed to the right-in, right-out.
I see no problem with that. Wouldn't want a left-out, for sure.
Yeah, right. But it's been discussed off and on, and we've all assumed it was in there for some reason.
Yes.
Richard, how does IDD and Ada County Highway District look at right-in, right-out on that location?
I don't think that they have any objection at all to that with the deceleration, acceleration lanes. Down the way in this development, it's a full access ingress and egress. So they're permitting that down a little ways at this location. Right now, it's right-in, right-out. The developer may come back and then request a left-in on the northbound utilizing the turn lane there, but that's will be for your consideration later, and that will require another traffic study.
My next question is, at one time, planning and zoning and the council was looking at trying to avoid what Eagle Road is, and I thought every half mile or every mile they would have egress back and forth. Do you know anything about that, Wendy?
That's correct. However, IETD's regulations have changed since that time, and now they're granting access along 69 as it comes up. The city is still has the overlay district laying over top of that prevents some of the accesses to come directly off of 69. But each one we have to look at individually along with ITD and in some cases ACHD.
I guess so we're really kind of on our own.
Okay, that was my question. Yeah. Does this have to be looked at by ITD and ACHD before?
Yes, they do review it.
Okay.
And they're okay with right-in, right-out. They were operating under the same assumption that was right-in, right-out.
To begin with?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there going to be some kind of barriers put up to prevent a left-in?
Yes.
Like
as it's proposed now, there is a barrier on the center turn lane that would prohibit the left out from there, which would also then block the left in.
Because my concern is there, the Walgreens up on Overland and Meridian Road, I think that's designed for a right in and right out, but lots of people do a left in there because there's nothing stopping them. And I just wonder if that's going to happen over here up as well.
Right. And that may be an issue that they may attempt to address in the modification, but that'll require a traffic study in the engineering. Mm. But at this point, it's supposed to be a curb out there to block that traffic.
I really thought there was a blockage to get into Walgreens.
There is. I think what people do is they cut that curb curb a little bit close and then go down before they take that left.
I'm talking about the one up on Overland and Meridian Road, not ours here in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
They shorted in to cut across the traffic to avoid having to go through the light.
Okay.
And then back into the...
Okay, other questions? We'd entertain a motion to approve Amendment 0703-DA, Profile Ridge.
With the inclusion of the write-in, write-out language. The other motion has passed already, so just to clarify that that was intended to be...
It's just the write-in, write-out part you're approving or reapproving?
Intended to be approved at the time.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we approve the write-in, write-out to be included with 07-03-DA.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.